integrated pest management tips. On Naval Orangeworm, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Haviland is a UCANR entomologist based in Kern County. He gives us some tips on naval orangeworm control with IPM.
Now, the first point to make with naval orangeworm is that there is no silver bullet. You absolutely have to have a program. So that is sanitation in combination with monitoring and insecticides, harvesting as early or as quickly as you can, and mating disruption. All that together. And this is a case where this adage of you have to spend money to make money is very appropriate. You got to be aggressive on this one.
And Haviland describes what we've known for decades.
That the cornerstone of an IPM program is sanitation. You've probably heard a lot about it over the years, and I'm going to talk about it again. At minimum, every single grower in California, every almond grower in the winter should be dormant, shaking the trees, blowing those nuts to the middle, windrowing them, and mowing them. I say mow, but disking, you know, whatever you need to do to destroy those nuts. Everybody should be doing that at minimum. Now, on top of that, in an ideal scenario, the trees will also get pulled. The goal is less than 2 mummies per tree. And what's happening here is you're doing 2 things. You're reducing the number of moths, but really where you're making your money with the sanitation is by preventing places for eggs to be laid.
And what that does, it cuts the cycle, preventing naval orangeworm larvae coming out in the spring. So if you haven't done it yet this year, make sure you sanitize those orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.